Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1326, How to Make Early Retirement a Reality for You, by Tanya Brown with financialfinesse.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Thanks so much for starting your week with me on this fine Monday. This is the show where I narrate posts from a wide variety of personal finance blogs. We cover so much on the show, from saving to investing to debt reduction and more. But have you heard of our other podcasts yet? Optimal Living Daily covers minimalism, personal development, and productivity. So if you like today's episode, you'll definitely like that show too. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you get your podcasts to find it. But for now, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. How to Make Early Retirement a Reality for You, by Tanya Brown with financialfinesse.com. Retirement means different things to different people. For some, retirement means a second chapter of a fill-in-the-blank opportunity. For others, it's the choice to work or not to work. In any case, retirement is a destination we all aspire to reach. The age we want to reach retirement varies, though. The U.S. Census Bureau calculates the current average age of retirement to be 63, but there are always the overachievers who want to retire by 55. Early retirement is possible with the right plan. If this is your dream, it's possible. It just requires a lot of planning. Use the following list as a starting point to create a strategy to retire early. Create and test drive your retirement budget. Do a reality check on your savings by creating a retirement spending plan to account for all the projected expenses and spending you might have in retirement. Be honest with yourself when doing this. If you can't live below your means now, what makes you think you can do so once you retire? If your new budget includes big drops in expenses like eating out, clothing, or entertainment, test drive the changes now to see if you can stick with them into retirement. Don't forget to factor in travel. Thinking about travel? Great. First, think how often you want to travel. Next, use websites like Travelocity to estimate how much your dream destinations will cost annually. Divide that number by 12 and use that amount in the vacation category of your spending plan. Make a game plan for healthcare. First, make sure you understand your estimated health insurance costs until you qualify for Medicare. According to ehealthinsurance.com, the average cost of health insurance for an individual aged 55 to 64 years old is $790 a month in 2018. This number can change dramatically depending on where you live. For some, it's a pretty big financial gap to cover if you plan on retiring at 55. Second, contact your HR department regarding retiree healthcare benefits and the rules to use them. The last thing you want is to retire at 54, only to later realize you could have gotten healthcare benefits if you waited to retire at 55. If you retire without healthcare benefits, consider working part-time. Many employers are offering healthcare benefits for part-time workers. Finally, consider maxing out your health savings account. Contributions are pre-tax and qualified medical withdrawals are tax-free. After age 65, you can withdraw from your HSA for any reason and avoid penalties, but you will pay taxes on non-qualified withdrawals. Run and review your retirement estimates. Now that you have an idea of your expenses, run a retirement estimate to gauge how on track you are to replace your income when you retire. If there's a gap, consider bumping up your 401k contributions. Also, review your investment mix to make sure your money is working as hard as you are. If you're married, review each other's 401k plans. If you have a pension, run an estimate to see the difference in the amount you'll receive if you retire early by 65 or later. The difference can be substantial depending on where you work. If you're married, find out how much of a pension your spouse gets at retirement and how much you're entitled to if they pass away. Lower your expenses. If you have debt, consider using a debt calculator to come up with a debt payoff plan prior to your retirement. In addition, make your mantra to not take on any new debts or expenses within 5 years of retirement. This may sound obvious, but I've worked with so many employees that have actually increased their debts prior to retirement. I spoke to one woman who treated herself to her retirement car, which was an expensive luxury car. She told me that she thought the purchase was a good idea since she planned on having the car paid off by the time she retires. First, I told her that she missed out on an opportunity to add an additional $45,000 to her retirement plan by making the car payments instead. When I tacked on premium gas and the extra maintenance that came along with the car, I told her she could have knocked out the remaining balance on her mortgage. Additionally, she now has to factor in the additional cost of maintenance into her retirement plan. If you find your expenses exceed your retirement income, consider moving to another state. States tax retiree income differently, so look for retirement tax-friendly states. If you're thinking of moving, compare the cost of living. Also, factor in possible additional expenses like traveling to see the family and friends. Map out your life game plan for the next 30 years. There are only so many golf games and naps you can take before you're bored out of your mind. Our careers are so entwined with our identities, and you may find it harder than you think not having a career. Take some time and create a plan for life after retirement. For example, now you can have the job you always wanted but could not do because it paid so little. Volunteer your time and talents to causes you care about. You have decades of talents most nonprofits can't afford. Your experience is valuable and desperately needed. Early retirement can be planned for. The name of the game is to stretch your income for as long as you can. Use the strategies above not only to get you to early retirement, but to keep you retired. You just listened to the post titled, How to Make Early Retirement a Reality for You, by Tanya Brown with financialfinesse.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment. A wedding? A dream vacation? Your kids' college? I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. So first of all, did anyone else's stomach do a somersault when I read that the average cost of health insurance for an individual aged 55 to 64 years old is $790 a month? Gah! So a few thoughts on this. As much as we talk about investment in terms of your money, investment in your health is vitally important. Money can certainly buy you freedom and time, but your capacity to use that freedom and time to its full potential is directly related to your physical and mental health. In terms of planning for healthcare costs, you might want to check out fihealthcare.com. This is a free crowdsourced website outlining insurance options and their pros and cons. The options are always changing and can be confusing to navigate. So the crowdsourced nature of this site means that it's constantly being updated. I think Tanya made a great point about thinking about what you're retiring to. Most of us aren't going to be satisfied sitting around all day doing nothing. But figuring out what you really want to do with your time is no easy task. I'm not sure about you, but I envy the people who have clarity around what they will do in early retirement, because I find that I'm often wrong about what I think I want. So here's an example. I used to think I wanted to sing in a band. When I was walking the Camino, I sang a ton to pass the time on the trail, and I found it very cathartic. So when a school of rock opened right next to my house a couple years ago, I signed up for the adult program. I trained every day for 4 months. I had weekly band practice and singing lessons, and ultimately sang about 7 songs in front of 100 people. But here's the thing. Once it was all over, I was more relieved than jumping at the bit to do it again. This is great information to have. I tested my assumptions about what I thought I would want to do with my time and found out I was wrong. So as you're working towards early retirement, make sure you're testing the waters about what you'll do when you get there. And that's a wrap for another Monday show. Have a great rest of your day and start to your week, and I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.